This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
If government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Lots of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. One of the ways in which we're going to stop the totalitarians dead in their tracks. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. A21R.com, NewCaliforniaState.com, and NCS51.com. NCS51.com. Okay, so we got a lot of things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. Now, I just want to thank again our citizen journalists, which they've just been absolutely brilliant. And this whole mix of everything going on with this coronavirus, right? Yeah. Uh-oh. I hate it when this happens. This is shocking news. More shocking news about the plan. Right. The plan. We're going to lay out the plan for you. I have to do it this hour. Listen, it's a free-for-all Friday. And by the way, we're going to get the phone lines up. We will have them up in the next block. Maybe we'll get the numbers dialed in here. But get ready, because 215-867-8255. We'll lay out the entire sham to you. And about the coronavirus, we'll lay it all out. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. People say, oh, you don't know what you're doing, Paul. I'm going, yeah, I think I do know exactly what we're doing. Anyway, yeah, fault lines. This is the title of this article, because this is now starting to become a little-known secret. That's a big-known secret. Let me go talk about this. How should I do this? I'm going to break the story to you because it broke on Fox. We knew this is going to happen. And now that we've got this information, another piece in the conspiracy theory about the COVID virus breaks out. As if we don't have enough of the pieces of the puzzle of the COVID virus to figure out it is a hoax. I mean, we got all the beds out. We got all the material out. We know how we can react to this virus. Millions of people have been disrupted in the United States. Our economy is almost completely in a tatters. Right? And where did it all come from? And why would we have something like this that I'm going to talk about right now? Right now, why would anybody, you know, and of course the real chink in the armor came when all of a sudden people are going, hey, what about those masks? And then you had the breakdown. We didn't have enough masks. Some of the masks were moldy, some of them weren't, but they just didn't have enough masks. There was nothing in the stockpile. And then it was the ventilators. And then we had the ventilators. The ventilators and Cuomo, the ventilators. You know, this is kind of personal, so I want you to keep it between myself and several million people, okay? Talk about cooties. Listen, let's go beyond cooties. Because Governor Cuomo likes nipple rings. Now you know. It was the nipple rings that made him cry out and say, more ventilators, more ventilators. We don't have enough ventilators. And, of course, the president goes, well, how come you didn't pick up the other 15,000 ventilators that you were offered in 2015? Shocking. What's that all about? How come you wouldn't do that? Maybe that was part of the plan. Because we did have these shortages in our own system, in our own United States government. So where did the shortages of masks and ventilators and all that other stuff come from? Huh? Well, because it came from the Obama administration who didn't replenish and apparently got rid of a lot of it. Why would they do such a thing? Why would they do such a thing? Wow, Paul. Yeah, wow. Obama administration cut PPE stockpile. But Biden team points to GOP budget squeeze. Biden declares no one should need to pay for coronavirus treatment. Sarah Sanders fights back and says Biden is misleading and dividing the country during corona pandemic. But let's bite on the big one here. Obama administration cut the stockpile. Obama administration repeatedly sought to cut the stockpile, but Biden team points to GOP-led budget squeeze. Aha, right. Isn't that interesting? The Obama administration sought several cuts in funding for the strategic national stockpiles of personal protective equipment and other critical medical supplies. Although some of the reductions were relatively small and most came after Republicans implemented a new law to restrict federal discretionary spending, records reviewed by Fox News show. Former Vice President Biden's campaign has recently stepped up its attacks on President's pandemic preparedness, drawing that could be one of the most consequential battle lines of the presidential race amid the coronavirus crisis. A widely cited USA Today fact check found that the Obama administration had allowed the N95 mask stockpile to deplete has become a flashpoint in that increasingly murky and numbers-heavy debate. In its fiscal 2011 budget submitted in early 2010, the Obama administration explicitly sought a reduction in the SNS CDC request of $523 billion for the Strategic National Stockpile in fiscal year 2011, a decrease of $72 billion below the FY, the fiscal year 2010 omnibus, the budget request reads. The document went on to make clear that $86 billion would separately be transferred to the SNS from the fiscal 2009 appropriation for the H1N1 related fund. Shocking. Meaning that overall the strategic stockpile would receive $592 billion, a reduction of only a few million dollars from the previous year. A top Biden news advisor told Fox News on Thursday that the fiscal year budget was almost identical to the previous year's budget and pointed out that the 2011 cuts constituted a reduction of less than 1%. The Obama administration also sought $47 million as a cut to the stockpile in fiscal 2013 and $38 million cut in the stockpile for fiscal 2014 and a smaller drop-off in several million dollars in 2015. However, the Budget Control Act legislation passed by the Tea Party wave mandating bipartisan super committee found ways to cut the discretionary spending or else trigger across the board cuts known as sequestration. Became law in 2011 and influenced those cuts, the Biden campaign said. Indeed, the Obama administration budget request implicitly referenced the Budget Control Act several times. The fiscal 2013 budget, for example, states that the current fiscal climate necessitates scaling back even though the SNS is a key source. And the fiscal 2015 budget states CDC has always sought to maximize the effectiveness of resources and investments and even more focused on doing so in the current fiscal environment. Even as those cuts took place, the Biden advisor told Fox News that the Obama administration worked to modernize the strategic stockpile. The line-by-line budgets, the advisor said, could mislead because the quantitative story of the stockpile those years is actually one of modernization. Right. Not so, the Trump campaign counters. Sleepy Joe doesn't want to accept responsibility for leaving America unprepared in a pandemic. But the facts are the facts, Trump campaign director, Deputy Director of Communications Mac Wolking told Fox News. Biden made no effort to replenish the supplies of masks in the strategic stockpile after the 2009 swine flu. There's a problem, guys, with that. It was depleted in 2009, and there was little effort to replace it. And that created the hole that we have. Wolking continued, Biden's administration also repeatedly tried to cut funding for the stockpile, including before any budget caps existed. Regardless, the Obama-Biden budget proposals repeatedly ignored the caps. So they are no excuse. Biden's defenses simply don't hold water. The Ebola and Zika virus outbreaks prompted the administration to seek budget supplements that could have replenished the SNS by 2016, but securing congressional authorization proved challenging. In 2016, when Congress green-lit funds to combat the Zika virus, the CDC received less than half of what the Obama administration sought. Trump administration's fiscal 2021 budget request released... on with this. Where are we at here? Gee, me Christmas. Sorry about that. Budget request in February said that the stockpile's funding would be maintained at $705 million. Fox News has reported that the George Bush administration was heavily focused on pandemic response beginning in 2005, including a greatly expanding the stockpile and implementing war games and regular briefings. But those efforts weren't maintained in the following decade. Now, I wonder why they weren't maintained. That's just me. And there is a reason why they weren't maintained, and that's one of the things we're going to talk about. Yeah. So they depleted them, didn't really replenish all the stocks, didn't follow through on what they're supposed to. Wow. This is going to be one of these campaign crazy things going on. Anyway, we got the music coming up. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more about what is going on with Sleepy Joe. What is going on with this, craziness, as they would say. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard! He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda21Radio.news. And, of course, visit our website, Agenda21Radio.news or A21R.com. A little gambit of information for you. California total cases of COVID virus. This is coming from the COVID Tracking Project. total cases in California. This is as of last, this is 12:36 yesterday afternoon. Total cases, 18,309. Total deaths, 492. And quite frankly, I question the number of deaths based upon what we're hearing from people. And we're hearing plenty from people about the number of deaths. It's not what you think. People are, you know, the comorbidity business is going on. So if they say somebody has, first of all, they're not, from what we're understanding, places in, people aren't dying a lot in California, actually. That's the good thing. There hasn't been a lot of reports of deaths in California since. It's like that movie. I got to find the name of that movie where nobody dies. No one dies in the world. I said, isn't it weird? You know, we've gone a week and no one's died in the whole world. And that's what this is like right now. It's kind of like surreal. Anyway, so the comorbidity issue comes up. Now, what this is somebody dies. Let's say there's an auto accident and somebody dies. They checked his temperature before he died, and he seemed to have had a 101 degree temperature. I don't know why he might have that, but he's in trauma. He's this, that, and the other. Oh, he must have COVID virus. There's a lot of voodoo science going on, and what they're doing is, of course, and we've heard some of these things. I don't think I played them. I don't think I played it for you guys. I think I'll have to jump in on that one. People being coached on how to make sure that when people do die, that on the death certificate, you write down COVID virus. So, you know, it shows up. But, you know, that's another part that we need to do a statistical analysis here in California, go down to the county records and see who died and died of what in this time frame. I don't think that 492 is going to stand up. Is what I'm saying. Because that is what is happening. Comorbidity. You comorbids out there. no comorbidities for you. I'm serious. So that's what we're seeing out here in California. And we just asked the question, and I'm just putting it out there nationally to all of you guys. What do you think about that? Comorbidity. I think it's something to investigate, don't you? Fascinating, fascinating stuff. I mean, good people want to know. I mean, I know when my parents died and everything, we had to do a whole death certificate business, and the county did this, and the county did that, and the mortician did this, and blah, blah, blah. You know, that whole, you know, I went through the whole death thing with these folks. I get that whole thing. So that's why I asked the question. It says, because somebody said to me, there's no, apparently the morgues or the morticians are kind of like not busy. Oh, and you know, morticians, they like to stay busy and sell you caskets and stuff like that. You know, the whole, you know, morticians are different. There's no doubt about it. And we appreciate the job you do because we have to have jobs. You know, it's kind of interesting. I should play the Bob Day thing about dead ringers. Since we're talking about morbidity and stuff, right? I should do this. I really should do this. In fact, I think I'm going to do it. Just to kind of give everybody a little comorbidity in their lives. I know they all want comorbidity. Just might as well give it to them, right? So I'm gonna check it out, and I'm going to see about getting this whole thing straightened out with Bob Day. When we get to the break, I'm going to see if I can't find Bob Day. And I know he's listening to the show right now. He should probably. I need to open up the phone lines. We'll talk about dead ringers. I know it's a morbid thing, but I'm going to pull it up, see if we got it, see if he's got it out there on YouTube. Because Bob Day is a guy that is a great guy. He's a fantastic guy. And he did a lot of radio, still does a lot of radio, but kind of in a different fashion. He tells a lot of stories about unusual historical events. And, of course, this is a very unusual historical event. Actually, his talk to Donald Trump. Yeah, that's his one of his big claims to fame is that a friend of his was talking to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump took the phone and says, hey, is this Bob Day? The great American story. That's kind of the story of it, you know. Gee, Sure wish Donald Trump would call me and say, "Hi, Paul, how you doing, brother?" Don't you wish that for yourself? Come on now, you know you'd like that. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. I've got to figure out where I can get this story about dead ringers, because it's just fascinating. It's a story about dead ringers and all that good stuff. Yeah, I mean, I know morbidity. I know we're talking about dead things, you know, dead people. But they, you know, there is a story about dead ringers, and it's quite fascinating. So I'm going to continue to look at this, and I'm going to kind of change some things around. And let Bob do his little thing. It's actually a great, great story about what in the heck is dead ringers, right? I think I'm going to do this one, though. I think I'm going to do one anyway, just to do it, because it's great stuff. I just wanted to visit. Let's see. He's got a whole bunch of things on his albums, stuff like that. So he's got some great albums, Great American Story. You can still find them. Dino, just wanted to visit. Know your enemy. Let's do this one. Know your enemy. let's do this one, see how this one all pans out. Know your enemy. We want to know our enemies. And this is from him. We're going to skip it. Here we go.
One, two, three.
I'm sure you all know that old saying, history's destined to repeat itself, right? Well, who says that's a bad thing? In fact, if our nation would learn a bit from the past, then perhaps we'd repeat it more often. I'm Bob Day, and I'll be right back with another great American story.
Yep, Bob Day. Here we go. Little break here. Here we go.
General Black Jack Pershing was a jihadist's worst nightmare. After some years as a professor of military science, Pershing found himself in the Spanish-American War, where he shot through the ranks to become a brigadier general and, in 1909, the military governor of the Philippines. Well, there was a big problem in paradise, and it just wouldn't go away. All the way back then, in 1909, Islamic terrorists were doing the same evil crap they're doing now. Many, many attempts to stop the terrorists had been made, but all to no avail. Well, there was one thing above all that made General Pershing such a badass in battle. He knew his enemy, and he knew Islamists well, or at least well enough. You see, Pershing knew that there was one thing that sends fear to the very core of their dark, cold little Islamic terrorists' hearts.
Ah, then there is. And there is. And there is. Tons of it. Tons of it. See what else he's got here. Bob Day, the story. Know your enemy. We got that. Just wanted to visit. All right, I'm going to try this one here. See how this one goes.
Nearly 10% of our nation is unemployed. Thousands of soldiers are returning from war and looking for jobs, too. We're also in the worst recession we've seen since the Great Depression, and we have over 16 million illegal aliens holding down American jobs. I'm Bob Day, and I'll be right back with another great American story.
Here we go. Just wanted to visit Bob Day. That's the title of this one.
Whether you like either one of these three past presidents or not, Presidents Hoover, Truman, and Eisenhower all had one thing in common that I like very much, and that was this. In order to provide jobs for Americans who desperately needed them, to provide jobs for soldiers returning home from war, and to stimulate the dying economy, all three of these past presidents rounded up all illegal aliens in the U.S., most of whom were holding down American jobs, and ran them out. In fact, they didn't just send them home. In most cases, they were sent 500 to 1,000 miles south of their homes.
You know, and this is what used to happen. You know, we talk about all the illegal aliens and all, you know, taking away your jobs and all that other good stuff. This was before you had this industry. This industry. Now, some people call this as racist, bigoted, whatever. You can call it whatever. But this was years ago. This is what they used to do a century ago. But the bigger part of it is that there was no industry by which people could be transported across the border as slaves. You know, pick your poison. What we're doing right now is open slave trading right before your eyes. That's a fact. That's a fact some people just don't want to admit to, but it's an absolute fact. We try and tell everybody that, you know, gee, open slave trading is just not a good idea. But it's something that happens. It's something that's happening right now. And of course, now with this whole recession business, that's all stopped. A couple more minutes of this.
Anyway, back during the Great Depression, President Hoover gave orders to find, capture, and deport, quote, all illegal aliens in the U.S., and he did it to provide jobs for, quote, millions of desperate American families. And you know what? It worked. And it worked in less than 1 year. Then again, when our men and women returned home to the U.S. from saving the world in World War II, they too had jobs and the economy flourished because President Harry Truman ran out over 3 million illegals in less than a year to, quote, make way for our returning heroes.
Now, it's interesting something happened in this time frame that he's talking about here, which is relevant, and that is after World War II, we had initiated what was called the Bracero program. And I was impacted by this because when I first started working in the fields, picking oranges, everybody was under the Bracero program. So what the Bracero program allowed was and again, at the time in World War II, they needed people to pick the crops. And we didn't have a lot of people, so that, you know, they weren't illegals if they claimed to be working across the border, and they would come across the border. Good family men, they would come across the border and work and then go back home. That was kind of the essence of the Bracero program. That was going on, and then they rounded up, and Eisenhower did the same thing. They rounded up illegal foreign nationals, but people that were under the Bracero program stayed because they did it right. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? But an industry was developing then of illegal foreign nationals to be escorted across the border. This started actually in the 60s, in the 70s, where you had the so-called coyotes, and it became a profit-sharing thing amongst cartels that were having a burgeoning drug cartel alongside of the human trafficking cartel. Little historical stuff. There's a lot to dig into this whole thing about the Bracero programs, so-called wetbacks, that sort of thing, and what was going on. Why that could work today, actually, rather than to have this slave trading that's going on all the time. Trafficking in human flesh and slavery. This is all some of the historical context of this. It's pretty good stuff, actually. We don't think of these kind of things that could have led up to what we have today. And we need to know it. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We don't do this like we used to do it, actually. I'm going to get the microphone checked out here. Anyway, it seems like a long time ago, but we used to cover Drudge and everybody on Fridays and stuff like that. We're kind of getting away from that because of the so-called COVID thing. And I'd kind of like to, you know, spend a little time going through some of this stuff so you kind of get the lay of the land all over the place, right? And so you understand what's going on here. This is, God, you got some fear-mongering stuff going on. I'm going to go through this. This is what Drudge now says. I'm going to go line by line, not a whole thing. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. This is as their stories are. Economic devastation looms on Good Friday like no other. How America was hit with COVID-19 from two continents. New York has more cases than any other country. Outbreak abroad, second Navy carrier. Virus traces found in wastewater in high levels. Shock. That should not be a shock, guys. I'm just telling you, that should not be a shock. D.C. Mayor, all shoppers at grocery stores must wear masks. Michigan bans travel between residences. Boston suburb threatens a $100 fine to anyone walking in wrong direction. Major meat processors shutting down plants nationwide as employees get sick. Inmates take over cell blocks in Kansas. UK lockdown indefinitely. There you go. Europe close to herd immunity. Rising from sick beds, medics head back to front lines. Debt tops $24 trillion. Why relief to small businesses has lagged. Can thank the Democrats for that one. Test of faith, peak death Sunday, they say. Officials sound second alarm about November elections. Oh, here we go. This whole thing is about the November elections, guys. Giant Asian hornets that kill with single sting to invade USA. Wow. We could probably shoot them down with drones. I want to check this out. Can mosquitoes spread COVID-19? There's no indicator of that happening. That's been something that everybody's saying about this. Okay, so these giant Asian hornets that can kill with a single sting. It's like break out your gun, guys. Shoot that bad boy down. It says, the insects, which can kill with a single sting, may have a devastating impact on the already dwindling honeybee population in the U.S., I think the honeybee population might come back if we stop spraying the skies with aluminum oxide. Experts estimate the pest may cause America's staggering, listen to this, $29.3 million as they invade. The invasion is projected as a coronavirus-stricken U.S. is already facing economic setbacks. Talk about fear-mongering here. This is the kind of stuff they break out, fear mongering. But I want to get into this the woman in Michigan business. We said we were going to get into this. Now it's the time to do that. I'm going to go to this one, and I'm also going to go to Gateway Pundit on it. Here we go. This is the woman in Michigan, now gone nationwide, apparently. Why do we waste publicity on her, right? Governor Gretchen Whitmer is dealing with a historic pandemic, a bullying president, and a big job from Politico. Of course, you know, Politico loves these kind of things. It's a man's voice, gruff and patient. "Hi there," the female caller says. "May I please speak with John?" "Who's this?" "Gretchen Whitmer." A 3-second pause. "Governor Whitmer?" "Yes, sir." "Oh, ma'am," John says, his tone apologetic. "Hi, how are you?" "It's a loaded question. This particular call, one of dozens Whitmer will make on Monday, April 6th, comes at a moment of relative calm for the governor, who has become one of America's most visible and political leaders amid the COVID-19 pandemic. But the last few weeks have been madness since the Michigan's first cases were identified March 11th. She's been having already declared a state of emergency, shut down schools, businesses, banned large gatherings, broadened employment benefits, and ordered citizens to shelter in place. Okay. But let's get down to the Looney Tunes here. This is now coming from Gateway Pundit. Okay, Gateway Pundit. I think they've got a story about Whitmer somewhere in here. I think. Where's Whitmer? I saw the story about her. She's just crazy, crazy, crazy. Well, there's something about Democratic senators and the stimulus bill. That ought to be something really to read. Right, right. Nothing about Whitmer. Where'd it go? Shocking. No Whitmer story. I am devastated. They moved it. We'll get it back. We've refreshed, and it should come up this time. Okay, here we go. We'll see if this. Deep state revealed. Uh-huh. That's another little story. I just get distracted by these shining lights here. Oh, Gavin Newsom. California Governor Newsom continues to describe California as a nation state in interviews. Oh, that's a new one. I mean, we'll be talking about that, of course. So we don't have any Whitmer stories in here. They took it down, apparently. Oh, here it is. Michigan crazed governor Gretchen Whitmer bans travel between residences. All right. Well, we'll see here. This power-hungry idiot, this is Jim Hoff from Gateway Pundit, is running to be Joe Biden's vice presidential pick. This puts her inches away from the presidency. In late March, Governor Whitmer limited access of doctors from prescribing the life-saving drugs hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak to save senior citizens in the state from coronavirus. Anyway, we got a break. We got a break. We'll come back to this. The crazed woman in Michigan. Here we go.
2-1-1.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. Death. Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, so got this Gretchen Whitmer governor. Just as loony as they come. And keep in mind what Bill Barr was saying at the beginning of this hour is that, you know, it's the states who have more policing powers than the federal government. Right. We know that. Okay. So this is where they get Hitlerian on you. First of all, they're loaded with disinformation. They don't have the data or the facts. And then they come along and make decisions based upon that. Say, well, we got to listen to the experts. It would be nice if these people that are making the decisions, listening to these quote experts, knew a little bit about some science. You know? Basic fundamental science is not known by these politicians. That's a problem. And those politicians that aren't, you know, exercising, you know, strict control, some of your governors, some of your county supervisors, so they understand biology, they understand science. They understand how these things work. So she comes down with this thing. This is from this is as of Friday. It says, after Friday, this is her edict from the Detroit. This is from the Detroit Free Press. It's not me talking. You know, it's just, you know, there's a source. After Friday, Michigan residents will no longer be able to jump in the car or cross the street to visit friends or relatives inside the state or go to the cottage up north with limited exceptions. This is one of the major changes in Gretchen Whitmer's stay-at-home order issued Thursday, which also extends the expiration of the order to May 1st. Until now, travel between two Michigan residences had been permitted. Beginning Saturday morning, that will end except for purposes such as caring for relatives or a pet or complying with a court order. All public and private gatherings of any size are prohibited. Whitmer said in a news conference, people can still leave the house for outdoor activities. Recreational activities are still permitted as long as they're taking place outside of 6 feet from anyone else. Which brings me to, you know, I was watching this big thing going on the other day, yesterday, down in the riverbed with all these, you know, there are hundreds of guys riding motorcycles. And they were all congregated together. And there's specific edicts, you know, from our bi-county, I don't know, health director, whatever she calls herself, that these people were all gathered there. And then they're opening up the Indian casinos, but we still have to be subjected to that. I guess, well, motorcyclists and gamblers are more equal than others, right? Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional.
We're send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.